This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Fun Friday today. Alina Haba sworn in as the interim United States Attorney General for New Jersey. President Trump had nice things to say about New Jersey, too. So if you're a little down on the state, we always are. We have a chip on our shoulders, people in New Jersey. And, well, he said it's an underrated place, in his opinion. It's underrated, Garden State. He said it's a Garden State. It's underrated. And he talked about the crime in Camden, Newark, and how, and the corruption in Trenton, too, as well. And said Alina Haba is going to go after all that. So excellent. Great. Good. That makes me happy. The cost cutting, the DOGE stuff is great. I love this. This is the greatest time right now. The Manhattan Project of our time. That's what this is. That's what I thought as I was watching the interview after the show last night with Brett Baer. This is the Manhattan Project of our time. We are witnessing the greatest minds coming together to do something that is going to have a profoundly impactful, lasting effect for generations. And that is to finally do what Bill Clinton tried to do, what Barack Obama tried to do, which is to cut the size of government. Because, yeah, they did it, too. You remember the time, I don't know if you remember this, Al Gore used to go on to David Letterman's show, and he would wear goggles, and he'd take his hammer, and he'd smash things, and he would say, you know, this hammer, I bought this hammer for $3 at Home Depot, but it was $300 at the DOD when we bought it in the procurement office, and his robotic AI, I think he was the first AI, actually. Come to think of it. Anyway, they tried. They had this whole commission on that. They were going to government efficiency. Then Barack Obama did it, too. And he had this whole group set up. And he said a lot of these cuts are going to be hard. A lot of these cuts are going to be painful, but we have to do it. You see, back then, they didn't have Elon Musk. I don't think they were really sincere, but they didn't have Elon Musk. They didn't have artificial intelligence. And what Elon has done is he's brought together some of the greatest minds in our country to work together towards achieving this. And using the tools that are available to them and what they've been able to discover in terms of the duplication of services, the redundancy of services, and just the pure outlandish just corruption. Like, do you know the government, for example? The government is shaking down the government. Yeah, Robert Kennedy talked about this. He said that when HHS needs to go get files from one of the agencies underneath HHS, they have to pay for them. It's the ultimate shakedown. I mean, the mafia would be so impressed by that. It's like, yeah, Mr. Secretary, we can give you these documents, but it's going to cost you. I got to wet my beak. 100, 150, maybe I'll throw the whole thing in for 1,000. What do you think? Just, it's craziness. So you got the government shaking down the government. You have all these duplication of services out there, and they're going to streamline this. And what Elon Musk said yesterday is, this is not going to hurt Social Security. If anything, it's going to strengthen Social Security. You're going to get more Social Security benefits out of this. He said, let me say it again. You're going to get more Social Security benefits out of this. Write it down, mark it down. You'll see when I'm done. Meanwhile, in the beta universe, the Midwestern doofus, Tim Walz, is out there creating a shadow government. Yes, talking about a shadow government. I don't really know what that means exactly. I don't think any. It's very obvious to me Tim Walz is running for president. You know, that's. I mean, you see that, right? He's out there everywhere. Typically, for a guy who just lost the vice presidency and probably was a major reason why, you think he would just go into hiding, go back to whatever, Wisconsin, right? Go back there and just never show your face again, be embarrassed to come out. Now, he's out there everywhere doing his Richard Simmons impression and yelling at everybody about white men and toxic masculinity, and he won't shut up. It's like, dude, how can we miss you if you won't go away? Seriously. Just give it a break for 5 minutes. Give 5 minutes and then move on. But you know what you got to do? What you got to do with Doge is change. It's a mindset change. It's a mindset change of having the government be a service to the American people, to the customers. We are the customers. We are the ones who pay for this. And we have to put it into that kind of a mindset. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I worked for a congressman in New Jersey, and I was his district director. And so my job was to oversee the district offices where we had constituent service workers. So let's say you were having a problem with a particular agency. You weren't getting your veterans benefits. You had a problem with Social Security, whatever it was. You call the office, put you in touch with a caseworker, and they would call the agency, and they had their agency liaison. So, you know, my friend Tammy would pick up the phone and she'd talk to her liaison at the VA and they'd work it out. And but the fact that you have to go through your congressman's office to get the help you need, because if you try to call the government or you try to go, it's a maze. You fall into a black pit. You can't get out. You don't know where you are. You're trapped. It's like an escape room. There's no way to, and it goes on and on. And that's the problem with government. This happened to me recently. I was trying to deal with something with my wife's business, her consulting business, and her EIN number. And I called Trenton, and after pushing 18 buttons, it hung up. I called back again, 18 more buttons, and then finally I get a voicemail, and it was useless. Now I could call my friend who's a state senator or a state assemblyman, but I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to do that. I should just be able to have the government work on my behalf and make this stuff efficient. That's the mindset you have to get in with Doge. You got to get into that mindset. In fact, one of the guys who's involved in this, who's the founder of Airbnb, he actually equated it to an experience like going into an Apple store. Now, if you go into an Apple store, and if you don't have an Apple, an iPhone at this point, I don't know, you're one of those guys out there who causes your text chain with your buddies to just be green. Talking to you, Jay. But if you don't have an iPhone, if you have one, you know what I'm talking about. You go into one of these iPhone stores, Apple stores, and they're super nice and friendly. And they come over and they help you and you can make an appointment, and you know, and they don't make you feel stupid. Because let's face it, they're all really smart people. And I go in there with my computer and I put it down and I'm like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm like, well, let's just do this, sir. Let's try restarting it. And then it all works. Like, wow. But they never condescend you. You know, they never make you feel like a doofus, even though you probably are. I mean, I am, at least, anyway. It's like, well, you know, because I brought my old iPhone in. I said it wasn't charging. Guy takes a little thing. And he pulls out all this dust at the bottom of where the old lightning cable goes in. He's like, yeah, that's what was the problem. I'm sure he's thinking to himself, like, what is this, belly button lint? It's disgusting. But he didn't say that. He was very nice. Very nice and very helpful. No, I don't have belly button lint, but I'm just saying, you know, that's probably what he was thinking. So turning that mindset over into a government that actually serves the people, serves the constituencies, does all those things, would be a really nice change. But it's a mindset. It's a mindset change. And by the way, the Midwestern doofus Tim Walz is out there saying that white men haven't been very good. Old white dudes haven't been really good to this country. Old white guys. And he let the GOP define DEI and woke. I wish he would just go away, honestly. He's creeping me out, man. He creeps me out. All right, here's the Airbnb co-founder. Let's begin here on this Friday show. Talking about working with Doge to digitize the government's antiquated retirement process. And this is a Pennsylvania story, too. I love the local national angle on this. There's this tunnel in Pennsylvania, and I'm carved into a mountain where all these files are, these government files. You talk about waste, right? Cut number two.
I bumped into Anthony Dewan probably back in February, and they told me something about a mine that was dealt with retirement, and they said they needed somebody to help out to fix retirement in the government. I loved the challenge, so I jumped on board, and it turns out there is actually a mine in Pennsylvania that houses every paper document for the retirement process in the government. Now picture this. This giant cave has 22,000 filing cabinets stacked 10 high to house 400 million pieces of paper. It's a process that started in the 1950s and largely hasn't changed in the last 70 years. And so as he dug into it, we found retirement cases that had so much paper they had to fit it on a shipping pallet. So the process takes many months, and we're going to make it just many days.
Will it be digitized, or how?
Absolutely. So this will be an online digital process that will take just a few days at most. And I really think, you know, it's an injustice to civil servants who are subjected to these processes that are older than the age of half the people watching your show tonight. So we really believe that the government can have an Apple Store-like experience, beautifully designed. Great user experience, modern systems.
Great. Good. Excellent. And then you'd be able to get the help you need from your government, which doesn't give a flying you-know-what about helping you with a problem. It doesn't, whatever the problem is. Whether it's an IRS issue, whether it's an EPA issue, they have no interest in helping you. They don't want to help you. They don't think they need to help you. The transformation mindset of that, where the government is there, you are the taxpayer, you are the customer, and we're going to make it efficient. My gosh. Revolutionary, right? This is the Manhattan Project of our time. It really is. Those guys had to build an atom bomb. These guys have to try to find a way to make the federal government efficient. Equally challenging is building an atomic bomb. Maybe more so. It's very possible. It could be more so. It's very possible that in the end, we're going to turn back at this time and say, you know what? That atom bomb thing was tough. Splitting the atom and whatnot. That whole thing with the atom split and then the boom. And the that was something. But making the federal government actually efficient? No. That, my friends, was the true miracle. That was the true accomplishment of the world. And if they can do this, and I believe they can. And the reason why I believe they can is because, first of all, You've got these billionaires who've decided to leave their life and join in this entire crusade to help. They're taking time out from their business. They're taking time out from their day, and they're doing all these things because they want to be able to help the United States of America get better. That's what they want. And I say great to that. I say great. And I'm thankful to these people for coming together. Really smart dudes. Yeah, they're all men, though. Well, I guess so. And also, too, addressing this with compassion. Seven Department of Government efficiency staffers defending the number of federal government employees the advisory board has moved to terminate in recent months. Because you've heard a lot about how these are really cruel people. They're so mean. They just don't care. And one of the guys in the panel, Anthony Armstrong, a former Morgan Stanley banker, who's now working for Doge at the Office of Personnel Management, said that most workers have departed the government largely through voluntary means. This is cut number one.
And you've heard a lot of news about rifts, about people getting fired. At this moment in time, less than 0.15, not 1.5, less than 0.15 of the federal workforce has actually been given a RIF notice.
So they're selected if they're leaving.
Yeah. It is
basically almost no one's gotten fired. That's what we're saying.
Tom Craig.
Well, that's not true. That can't be true because I've heard all the stories out there of them destroying people's lives, which is, I mean, that's at least what Stephen Colbert talks about, to justify people keying Teslas and dropping Molotov cocktails in them. So that possibly can't be possible true. Now, you know what it is? You know what it comes down to? It comes down to this. We have a problem. We need to deal with the situation, and we have to figure out how to once and for all find waste, fraud, and abuse. Because you've heard them talk about this for years. I mean, we played a drinking game right now. Drink every time you heard a politician say the words waste, fraud, and abuse. Your liver would be destroyed. You'd be hammered in 5 minutes just if you just recollected how many times you've heard politicians say that. You've heard politicians on the campaign trail say that, running for every level of office, local government, state government, and federal office. They go out there in their campaign trails and they say, we got to find the waste, fraud, and abuse. They go in there and suddenly there's no waste, fraud, and abuse, and nothing happens. And so you look at that and you go, yeah. Well, I think part of the problem is that the government is just so massive, at least on the federal side, but even the state level. I mean, you're talking about states with budgets that are that exceed most countries on the planet. Their state operating budget, you know, $40 billion for a state. It's so massive that to figure this out is a job that requires very smart minds and also artificial intelligence to be able to go into it and look at this. And for example, here is Bobby Kennedy talking to the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, on his News Nation show last night, talking about how they're using AI to transform all this stuff. Let's do that. This is cut number 9, Bobby Kennedy on News Nation last night with the lesser Cuomo. Take a listen.
We're not going to cut services. We're not going to cut Medicaid. We're not going to cut Medicare. We're going to continue. We're going to provide services, but more efficiently. We have, thanks to Elon, and by the way, what Elon did with our agency is going to help our agency. So I'm very grateful to him for me. He came in for the first time with a real org chart for the agency. The agency org chart, when I arrived, was incomprehensible. There was no chain of command. There were people operating in all these different silos and fiefdoms. And they were so territorial and so self-serving that they were selling patient information to each other. So I tried to get the CMS patient information, which belongs to the American people and belongs to HHS. And the sub-agencies said we have to buy it from them. And it doesn't make any sense. There are sub-agencies that refuse to give us patient data. This is depersonalized data.
Let's just stop it right there. Hang on a second. I love this idea. Make them buy it. You know what I mean? This is a part of the government that I actually respect. They have my respect. Oh, yeah, Mr. Secretary? Yeah, we'll give you the files you want. But, I don't know, $50? All right, $40. The government's ripping off the government. I mean, they steal from us all the time. But to find out that the government is shaking down the government, that's impressive. Now, that's a bureaucrat you got to keep on. I'm sorry, but whoever came up with that idea, that bureaucrat stays. You know what I mean? That guy's a genius. Because, you know, he's skimming a little bit off the top for himself and the team. That's ridiculous. The fact that the government shakes down itself tells you everything you need to know about how incredibly inefficient the federal government is. It's just a joke. And using artificial intelligence to make this better, we'll find ways to streamline the system. Great. Let's keep going.
We need to make America healthy again. What we're trying, what Elon is doing is he's using AI to improve health, to improve efficiency, to improve delivery. And he had a bunch of geniuses come over to the department, create an org chart that worked, and consolidate. We have many divisions that are doing the exact same thing. We need to consolidate them and give them a sense of mission to invite them to participate in making our country healthier again. And I think that's why we're getting, you know, a very, very strong, enthusiastic reaction from people within the agency.
Yeah, making it efficient. Imagine that. It's a beautiful thing. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Oh, and real quick before I go to break, President Trump said nice things about New Jersey. This is the clip that I texted you guys. President Trump, he was swearing in today Alina Haba as the next attorney, United States Attorney General for the state of New Jersey. He said nice things, but he also pointed out the crime. Newark, Camden gets a shout out. Got a shout out from the president today, Camden. Look at you. And so did Trenton and the graft and the corruption. Graft and corruption is a lot of that. Government shakes down itself. It's unbelievable. Take a listen.
As U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina will work tirelessly to weed out crime and corruption and restore law and order to the Garden State, as we call it. It's the Garden State. It's a great place. I think it's highly underrated. It's a great place to be and to live, and we all love it. Under the last administration, violent crime in New Jersey, however, rose more than 60%. And under the last administration, violent crime throughout the country rose at levels that are higher than that and unacceptable. And we're bringing it down, and we're getting rid of a lot of bad people. They're being taken out. And we hope this court system that's become so active all of a sudden in trying to protect some very, very bad people of crime, they have to stop. They have to let us do the job. We were elected to do the job. They shouldn't be interfering in that. It's a very sad thing that's gone. Nobody can even believe it. They'd rather have them stay in our country. These are murderers in many cases and people about as bad as we've ever seen. And they have to let us do the job. They have to let Cash and Pam and everybody else do their job. Alina will take on the violence and the law-breaking in Newark, however, and Camden and all parts of New Jersey, and she'll be as good as it gets because there's a lot of bad things happening there, too. She'll stop the graft and corruption in Trenton, and she'll persecute human traffickers, gang members, illegal aliens, and criminal cartels to the fullest extent of the law. And between Pam and Alina, you don't want them after you, I can tell you.
The president today also answered the question that has been perplexing all of us. A little bit later in the show, I'll give you the answer to what is a woman? But coming up, this is an incredible documentary on the cover-up, which I consider to be the greatest cover-up of our time. Greatest political cover-up of our time. Greatest political scandal of our time. It is the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And we're going to talk to the man who created a documentary about this straight ahead on the show. 855-839-1210 on a Friday. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, my listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MY Energy when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com and enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long. Go to res-q.com and use that code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, to grab Rescue Orasine with that buy one, get one free saving. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
D&K Appliances is a family-owned and operated business for three generations located in Newtown Square and Flowertown. D&K Appliances offers one-stop shopping, providing delivery, installation, and service of top brands like GE, Thermador, Wolf, Bosch, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, and Whirlpool for your kitchen or laundry. D&K Appliance sales associates are industry experts, supporting customers every step of the way. Visit D&K Appliances, the dependable difference. Newtown Square and Flowertown showrooms, or visit DK Appliances.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, and because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dawn Stensland here. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles feature the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. Sleek new designs and innovative features with thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available across Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Ready, set, stroll. Fans 55 and over are invited to circle the diamond during Independence Blue Cross Senior Stroll the Bases following the Phillies game against the Giants on Thursday, April 17th at 4:05. Grab tickets now at phillies.com. We're always loving our McDonald's opening night t-shirt. Fans 15 and over can snag one at CBP on Wednesday, April 2nd when the Phils host the Rockies at 6:45. Get tickets now at phillies.com.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or at NewNordicUSA.com.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Recent, my lifetime certainly, is the cover-up of Joe Biden's mush brain, pure pudding, absolutely cognitive decline is being kind. The AutoPen scandal that's come out, all of it. Well, joining me now is a guy who's put together a documentary. He's an investigative video creator. He's on X at Zero RF. He's Matt Orfala. Orfala? Did I say that right? Matt Orfala. Did I say that right, Matt?
It's Orfala, which is Orfala. The only way that it seems like it would not be pronounced. It's,
all right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So Orfala, which doesn't make any sense. And you know, my producer even asked you in my ear, and I somehow forgot it in the time span that had you on the show. But welcome to the show, my man. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
I got your info from Paul Thacker, who's been on the show a bunch of times, investigative reporter, great guy. And Paul suggested I reach out to you. And I've been looking at your stuff on X because I follow you on there. And you're really good at this, putting together these videos. How'd you get started doing this?
Well, it started when I... God, I used to be a big Bernie Sanders fan, actually. And the media did smear him pretty hard, just like they did Trump. And anyway, so that's what it was when the media was calling him racist, sexist, and all the above, what they call everybody who wants to speak truth to power these days. I just, you know, did some media montages to try and get through to some friends who would, you know, normally not watch the news and yet are constantly influenced by the news without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to show how the media lied about Trump in pretty much the same way. And unfortunately, Bernie Sanders went along with all too many of the lies.
He did. He went along with the lies. And they also lied about Bobby Kennedy. They lie. Well, they lie about everything, right? I mean, they lie about our health. They lie about COVID coming from a, they, you know, saying it was an undercooked bat burger. I mean, the lies are everywhere. And the thing about it is that the corporate legacy media, as we call it, is all in with the government on this stuff. And I mean, they were telling us that Joe Biden was fine. This is the best version of Joe Biden ever. Until they weren't. And then all of them at the same time said the same thing. So they were saying the same thing up until that point, and then they were saying the same thing after that point. And that's the part of it that I think is just the tell, is how often you wind up hearing them. And there's these montages that are out there from great people like yourself and also Tom Elliott at Grabian, who puts together these cuts of the media just one after another, literally repeating the same phrase. And we heard that with the Democrat senators prior to the state of the or the joint address to Congress. Again, just saying the same thing with the same talking points.
Yep. And, you know, it that video I did of, you know, media repeating that Biden was all fiery as if that proved, as if that were true, when he was really slurring his words in the State of the Union, as if that disproved his cognitive decline. And then it went viral again this month because Trump gave his speech to Congress. And it was it just once again, the media showed their cards again. They described his speech, where he wasn't slurring all over the place, as spreading a chill across Congress, whereas Biden's speech, which was a mess, was all energetic and fiery. So it's the complete opposite. And yeah, I mean, this continues. I mean, and it goes all back to as far back as Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. I mean, that was repeated everywhere within 4 hours of the JFK assassination. Just to comment on some other recent news.
No, I mean, that. Listen, you've had a chance to kind of dive into the papers. I can see from your X account, you definitely don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald, or at least not Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. You're certainly not alone in that belief, that's for sure. We get lied to all the time. I think there's, you know, the problem is that anything in those files that would have actually implicated somebody was destroyed the 5 minutes after JFK was shot. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I never expected anything that would truly be a smoking gun to come out in these documents. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's been destroyed. That's true. One researcher who did a great book called The Girl on the Stairs, he went to the National Archives to recover the audio recording based on the transcript, which the woman whose transcript it was says it was doctored, that she didn't actually say this, that what she described was a scenario where Lee Harvey Oswald was not on the stairs. So it was not on the sixth floor at this, you know, alleged time, according to the official narrative. And what do you know? The tapes were gone. Only the tapes for that day was missing.
Right.
It's
that's
really
why, like, the whole time that I mean, I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad the president released him. I wish he had released him in his first term. Going all the way back to Bill Clinton, they've been teasing the release of these files. And sometimes I think they do it. The people underneath them who then advise the presidents not to release them do it just to psychologically mess with us. But I was never expecting it was going to be like, you know, you dust off the files on page one. It's like, oh, look, it's the CIA after all. You know what I mean? Here's the death order signed by, you know, the dude we named the airport after. It's like, come on, you know. But this is the problem, is that we live in an age, and we always have been subjected to propaganda. So that let's come back to your documentary that you put together on Biden's cognitive decline. And Matt Orfeila is with me. He is an investigative video creator. And we're here to talk about a number of different things with him. We'll come back to Kennedy in just a second. Actually, you know, let's stay on Kennedy for just a second. You put out a tweet about, hey, a Mossad director praised CIA counterintelligence chief James Angleton, who surveilled alleged JFK assassin / Patsy Oswalt for 4 years before the assassination and lied under oath about it. What's that all about?
I mean, that's just, I mean, it's all verifiable based on unclassified documents. I think much of it was already declassified.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just, so basically in the files, Angleton, or rather the newly released, not the Warren Commission, but the commission after Oliver Stone's JFK film. Anyway, Angleton says, yeah, they had a open a operation where they were opening people's mail. And he lied, saying, oh, there was no operation where they were opening Lee Harvey Oswald's mail, or that they had no operation involving Lee Harvey Oswald. However, based on other documents, we know that they were reading Oswald's mail for up to 4 years, and not just Oswald, but his freaking family.
Right.
So they were surveilling Oswald very closely. And so, based on the other documents, we can, you know, it's provable, it's proven that he was lying at that moment when he said there was no operation following Oswald.
There was no operation. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of lies in this whole thing. One of the things that I still, in my mind, cannot, just the sheer coincidence of Oswald being there after having been in Russia, after having tried to kill somebody, after, you know, trying to turn his passport in. Oswald just happened to be there when the motorcade goes by the sixth floor. I mean, the Texas School Book Depository. It's like, I understand that there's fate in life, but that just seems as absurd of a thing to plan. Like, if you went to a publisher with that, they'd say this is unrealistic. Much like with Butler, Pennsylvania. If I had said to you that a guy with no social media history, who had all these overseas contacts, but we have no access to it, whose body was cremated 2 weeks after the assassination, somehow managed to climb on top of a roof at a presidential rally in Butler, PA, and get shots off of the president of the United States of America, I would say the exact same thing. You know, it's just, there's luck, but then there's something a little bit more than luck that needs to occur for those kind of things to actually take place, in my opinion.
Yeah. And honestly, I used to just believe the official narrative. I really did. I didn't question it. But after document after another, and then of course seeing how easily and seemingly effortlessly narratives just get established through these media campaigns that most people aren't even conscious of.
Yeah,
you know, but it affects them subconsciously, and they just take on these narratives as truths.
You know, I'd like to petition the FCC, and now that we got some friends there, I think that word is used so often, the BS word that you just said, Matt, and Matt Orfila, that should be one of the words that's allowed on the radio, because it's just used all the time. We've got to beep it constantly in our clips. You know what I mean? Like, everybody says it nowadays. I think if you're using it in that context, it should be okay. Like, if you're talking about the body movement of that, I can understand. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, that's for another day. Let's go back to Biden, and I just retweeted your clip here. So what did you put together around Biden and the cognitive decline and that cover up and that scandal?
So after his last State of the Union speech in March of last year, the media just hyped it up as the most incredible speech and most important speech of his career, and calling it fiery. Every outlet used the exact same words: fiery, feisty, vibrant, in command. And but if you actually look or listen to the speech, while it's true he didn't stumble, it wasn't his worst, he was stumbling terribly for anybody whose profession is public speaking, and especially for a teleprompter read speech. And I'll give you just some examples. I mean, so the media, they reported it, in addition to, you know, just everyone repeating the word fiery to describe it, they, you know, praised him for talking about reproductive rights, but they left out the fact that he mispronounced all the words. Like, so instead, you know, instead of Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Vrade, instead of IVF, he yelled about AVF, guarantee the right to AVF, and it just went completely unreported. The Democrats just got up and cheered as if he was speaking the right words.
Yeah.
But they were.
Well, it's like, I loved at the end of the speech, he's like, and Basha Basha Basha. I think that was like the last thing he said at the State of the Union address. You're like, what? What was that? And Basha Basha Basha. Here's a little bit. This video that Matt put together got a million views on X, the fiery State of the Union. Let's take a little bit of a listen and a watch to Matt Orfila's video that he put together. Take a listen.
Biden's fiery State of the Union address.
I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward.
He was absolutely on fire.
Joe Biden was on fire.
You were on fire.
You brought that Irish fire tonight.
Fired us all up.
Biden was on fire.
At the top of his game.
He's on fire.
Smoking.
He's on fire.
Robust and clear.
Join us so light as the Torah Beasley. Emboldening others to do what they wish. Big landlords who use antitrust law, who break antitrust laws to make every sure everyone has a fair shot. RGTP is up. I believe Roe v. Wade got it right. Guarantee the right to AVF. So builders can get federally financing. Federal of over $1 trillion. A million dollars. Millions of families can get they need to go to work watching auto jobs in the future to instigate the collection.
Joe Biden's fiery and energetic performance.
Fiery and energetic.
Fiery and energetic.
Energetic and fiery.
Energetic and fiery.
Fiery, energized.
That fiery energy.
Biden was energetic and fiery.
High energy and fiery.
He had that fire in the belly.
Right? I mean, he had that fire in the belly.
Stamina and the fire in the belly.
He clearly has the stamina.
He has the stamina and the energy.
Energy, the fire in the belly.
To show that he has the energy and the fire in the
Thank
belly.
Thank God this isn't a drinking game, Matt.
To pursue a cure. Career service.
And none of us are talking about age this morning because of the fiery performance.
Look, people have had a lot of questions about President
Let me
Biden,
just
whether
jump
it's about
in
his
here.
Age
just,
or...
You know, I keep thinking about it, the fiery. I mean, I don't know if he got an infusion of like a vitamin B, Red Bull, cocaine. I'm just saying there was cocaine at the White House. We know that, Matt. And there's another story today about a third dog that was attacking Secret Service agents. So I think the dogs were sniffing the cocaine. And my movie is going to be White House Cocaine Dogs. Maybe you can help me produce it. It'll be a trilogy because we can do one for each of these dogs. But I mean, he was high as a kite. He was in that sense. But clearly boosted by something. I don't know what. Maybe what they gave Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. I'm not sure.
Something, I agree. And I, you know, I wondered, you know, like, where did this start, right? And I've tried reaching out to even so Politico, like an author there, as you might have heard, did a book with Jake Tapper about the hiding of the cognitive decline. I was like, is there an email or anything? He didn't get back to me, but I think I found the answer myself. So while compiling that compilation, I found many instances of the press using the term fiery to describe Biden's speech before he gave the speech. And in early instances, In a couple of early instances on CNN, they attributed it to the White House. According to the White House, Biden's going to give a fiery speech tonight. But then they all repeated it incessantly, as you can see in that compilation, without any attribution whatsoever. And they're describing the speech as fiery, as if it's this, like, as if they're using their own words to describe some self-evident truth. But really, they're just regurgitating the script straight from the White House.
Yeah. So yeah. Look, I mean, it's you know, you did great work here. Let's dip in and listen to a little bit more of this. I love this. This is fantastic. And by the way, follow Matt on X at @0RF. Matt Orfila is with me. He's an investigative video creator. Put together this 10-minute compilation on Biden's cognitive decline. It's got over a million views on X. It went viral. This great stuff here. So let's dip in a little more.
ability, but I think he put those to rest last night. I think it was fiery.
Very fiery.
It was forceful.
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 Fiery. Forceful.
Forceful and fiery. State of the Union.
Forceful.
Biden was forceful.
Joe Biden forcefully answered the pundits who say he is too old.
Anyone who watched that speech saw Biden is strong.
His voice was strong.
Strong.
So strong.
Very strong.
He seemed to get stronger.
Like the stronger he is, the stronger he gets.
Strong. Strong at the beginning. Strong in the middle. Strong at the end.
Strongest speech.
Really projected.
Strength.
With strength.
Amazing.
Strong. Strong and boisterous.
Very strong.
Really strong.
Biden proved he has the strength and mental agility to be an effective president.
President Biden's fiery State of the Union speech.
The man Trump belittles as Sleepy Joe seemed quite fiery.
So much for Sleepy Joe.
He wasn't Sleepy Joe Biden, but he was fiery.
President this is Biden's unreal.
Fiery State of the Union address.
And if you watch that speech, you'd have no doubts Biden is going to win this election and then have a great second term.
There's no other path that guarantees that Palestinians can live in peace with peace and dignity.
I thought he was extraordinary.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Matt, have you put together anything of a compilation of the media after that disastrous debate over the summer, which I said days before the debate was totally a setup to get him out of the race? I said that on Fox News on that Monday. And then right after the debate, they were all saying the same things. Have you put a compilation together of that?
I did. It's called Sharp as Attack. And it got a retweet from Elon Musk, actually. So that was cool. So it went viral as well. And just as, the media repeated the fiery Joe Biden talking point from the White House, they also had been repeating the Biden is sharp as attack all the way up to that debate. And even a couple days after, some of them held on calling him sharp after that debate. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're being played, my man. But great work on this. And I encourage everyone to go watch the full 10 minutes and keep us posted with all your work and everything that you're doing, Matt, and come back and see us again. Follow Matt on X at @ZeroRF. Matt Orfila, thanks, my man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So in other news today, vice presidents in Greenland talking about why we need Greenland and how we're not going to conquer Greenland, but we need to get Greenland. And that's a good thing. Locally, there's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people are wondering, really, really wondering right now what's going to happen with these energy prices in New Jersey. And they're getting extremely nervous about it. The Democrats are all pointing fingers at his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, because we're looking at 17 to 25% energy rate increases in the Garden State, which the president just called a very fine place. And he said it's underrated. Well, it would be more rated if we can get a Republican governor, which we certainly have the chance to do in 2025. And the other big issue of the day today, which is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, is that DOGE is getting the job done. It's only been a couple months and they've already uncovered so much of a waste. I mean, I hate to say waste, fraud, and abuse because it's cliche, but they've been discovering this. And the whole point of this is to make sure that Social Security is there for you and for your kids and that the government exists to serve the people and deliver a service, which, I mean, is wonderful. Everybody should hope for that. But we've heard it all before. What makes it different this time? I'll break it down for you. And the answer really comes down to just the sheer mental capacity of the people in the room, the opposite of Joe Biden and his team, no doubt about that. And have we finally put the Signal scandal to bed? Signalgate, is it finally over? Or are we going to have to endure a weekend of them talking about Signal? We'll find out. Let me tell you, though, about Natural Lawn of America, because they are going to give you a beautiful lawn with greener grass and fewer weeds, guaranteed. That's the Natural Lawn of America difference. And look, spring is here. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. It's going to be like 80 degrees or something like that. You got to start thinking about this now. So choose my lawn care company. Choose the lawn care company that I've been using for two different houses in the course of over 5 or 6 years. They deliver results, guaranteed. And when you call Natural Lawn of America, they will seed your lawn for free. That's right. With the full service program, Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free every year. So just call them today, 1-800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED. And you will trust, you'll love the way that they handle your lawn specific to your lawn's needs. That's what sets it apart. And their safer organic approach to lawn care means your lawn is safer for the kids, safer for the pets. So do what I did and call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
New Jersey is underrated, so that should make you feel good. There's a lot of reverberations happening from that special election in Pennsylvania where we lost a Republican state Senate seat that had been a safe seat for a long time. And it's making a lot of people very, very nervous right now as to what the future looks like. And I just want to, I'm pointing that out because, you know, before you know it, midterm elections are going to be here. I've noticed that the president is starting to endorse now. Like he endorsed Representative Scott Perry, for example. Great friend of the show. True patriot. One of my favorite members of Congress. Perry's great. He endorsed him for reelection. And I know the reason why he's doing this. He wants to avoid primaries at all costs. He endorsed Lindsey Graham the other day. And I know a lot of people were disappointed in that, but I understand the thinking, and I'll tell you what his thinking is. You could agree with it or disagree with it, but I think his thinking on this is, I can't afford to lose anybody. I can't have vicious primaries. I can't have expensive primaries. So basically everybody we have, we have. And I hope that extends to Tom Massey, too. Okay, I really hope that extends to Chip Roy, too. Because I think the mistake that he's made in the past is he has encouraged people to primary stalwart conservatives. And then we wind up getting into a blood feud there. And the problem is that sometimes then the other side in that bitter primary doesn't come home. And these races get so nasty and so ugly that you wind up having a situation where the Republican loses what should have never happened. And that's what it, that's why Elise Stefanik is staying in Congress for that very reason, because he can't afford. There were four people looking to run for her congressional district, four people. And as you think about that and you look at what could have occurred if four people with all their factions didn't come back together again in a district where it is a safe Republican district, but at one time was a Democrat district. And if the Democrats are super organized and you start pouring all that money in there, well, you never know what can happen. So that's what I think his thinking is right now. And I think a lot of it was this state special election in Pennsylvania, Lancaster County. That was kind of this gigantic wake-up call for everybody. And you think to yourself, a special election for a state Senate seat in Lancaster County? Yeah, this is a district that Trump won commandingly. That was a safe seat. More on that straight ahead. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up. How many judges are born outside of the United States of America? The answer is going to shock you. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.